morning, everybody. Would you be seated, please? Welcome to worship to all of you today, and particularly I want to extend a welcome to those who are here to support the families who have children being baptized. After the service, coffee is going to be served in the parish hall, and I know that after a baptism there are lots of social activities that are planned, but do stay for a little while so that the congregation can greet and congratulate and welcome. I also want to extend congratulations to Paul Grambo and Katie Clark, who are celebrating their first wedding anniversary today. If you don't know Paul, he was the guy who was bonging the holy gong there a few minutes ago. And Katie is our lovely soprano soloist. They're a joy to the congregation, and we wish you the very best. There are a number of notices in the leaflet that you were able to pick up as you came in. I encourage you to read through those and participate in the various activities as you can. And please don't forget that next Sunday we go to daylight saving time, so move your clocks forward 1 hour next week. Let's continue now in worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us faith to perceive his glory, that being strengthened by his grace, we may be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the first reading.
A reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers constantly. Constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, siblings beloved by God, that God has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of people we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place where your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of God be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like the parents of the baptismal candidates to remain standing along with the godparents, along with other family members who are in the front couple of pews. Just to remain standing. The rest of the congregation, please be seated. I now ask this question that's up on the board for the Fenn family. The candidates of holy baptism will now be presented.
I present the
to the Latuzic Finley family. I present.
I present Wesley to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all the sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to obey him as your Lord?
I do.
And now to all in the congregation, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their new life in Christ?
We will.
Please be seated.
Let us now pray for Alice and Wesley, who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. And I ask you to take a position of comfort as we have our prayers. Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray too for those in our community standing in need of comfort and healing. Patrick Conboy, Sylvia Brightwell, David Buckridge, Marilyn Austin, Emerson Muir, Al McMillan, Abby Woodson, and Kristen Maslowski, and give your grace to all in grief, especially the family of Jim Wills, husband of Winnie Wills. Lord, hear our prayer. Almighty God, giver of every good gift, look graciously on your church and so guide the minds of those who shall choose a rector for this parish, that we may receive a faithful pastor who will care for your people and equip us for our ministries. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In water, your Son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection, from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit, that all who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us now join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of God.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again and ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord.
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth?
I will, with God's help.
I'm now going to ask Alice to be brought forward, and the parents and godparents too. Would you come forward, please? And if you would just stand over here and just face out, please. Hello, sweetheart. Oh, dear. You're gorgeous. Oh, dear. Alice, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Let me introduce Alice to the congregation. This is a great thing about being a priest in the church. You can do this, let me tell you. It doesn't get any better. Isn't this a wonderful moment for Alice and her family? God bless you all of your life long. Yeah. Graham. Okay, who would like to take? Okay, thank you. Be seated. And the Latuzic Finley family, please. If you'd stand. Hi, Wes. Can you just step up there, please? Ooh, can't exactly be seen here, but I'll bring you out in a moment, okay? Wesley, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And I sign you with the cross, and mark you as Christ's own forever. All that water on you, eh? There you go. Why don't you come with me, okay? Look at this. We welcome Wesley into full membership in Christ's Holy Catholic Church and pray a continued blessing upon you, sweetheart. Come on. I should bring Wesley up to introduce him to the choir. Stephen, a future choir member here. Why not here? And we'll just take a little walk around. This is the choir. They make all the beautiful music in our church. There.
Okay. A drop of water hanging from his earlobe.
Thank you. You can be seated now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen.
Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness to light. Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness to light.
And we say together, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. Amen. And just before the homily, I'm thinking maybe some of the children might like to go out to Sunday school and relax. I first became interested in whooping cranes as a small boy. I collected stamps, and the whooping crane appeared on a Canadian 5-cent stamp. Shows you how long ago this was. It showed a majestic bird, huge in size, awesome in beauty, over a 2-meter wingspan, standing up to an adult's shoulders in height. The largest bird in Canada by far, but endangered. Once common throughout North America, it is now one of the rarest birds in the world. Illegal egg poaching, loss of marshland habitat, dangerous power lines, all made for a precarious existence. And a few biologists stepped in to intervene. Hunting of the cranes was banned. Their nesting grounds in Wood Buffalo National Park in the Northwest Territories was protected. 2 eggs per nest were the norm, but rarely did 2 eggs ever hatch. The one that did hatch would often be eaten by eagles or coyotes. So the naturalist would take one of the eggs and transplant it into the nest of the smaller bird, the sandhill cranes. And there it would incubate, hatch, and grow. But there was an unforeseen problem. The fledgling whooping cranes grew up acting and behaving as though they were sandhill cranes. Their diet was different, their migratory patterns different, and although they were whooping cranes genetically, they were losing their identity. So the next step in this remarkable process was further intervention by humans. This time the whooping crane egg would be placed in an incubator. And then when hatched, a biologist, all dressed up as an adult crane, would teach the fledgling. Maybe you've seen pictures of this on National Geographic. Quite a hilarious sight, watching a human dance around the field, arms flapping, dressed all in white, head covered in white, with 4 or 5 little whooping cranes following and imitating all of this. Eventually, this preservation brought small ultralight planes. They escorted these tiny flocks about 80 kilometers a day to their wintering spots in Texas and Florida, for there were no adult birds to lead the way, and without proper mentoring, the fledglings would get lost. The technical name for much of what is critical in this process of preservation is called imprinting. Imprinting simply means that, especially with some species of birds, they follow and imitate the first thing they see. The birds need to be taught how to grow up and survive in the wild. To be authentically true to who they are, they need the right imprint. To run, forage, flap their wings, migrate south, not as sandhill cranes, not as human beings, the first things that many of these fledgling birds saw, but as whooping cranes. It took decades to get it right. The biologists had to learn the distinctive whoop of the bird in order to teach the fledglings as they would be flapping their wings around the field. So the birds would know who to follow, which voices to heed. And the program was a tremendous success. Now let's see where we're to fly with all of this. Imprinting is not something unique to the world of birds, but is central in a metaphorical sense to humankind as well. For if we're to grow up to be the kind of authentic persons that God wants us to be, we too need to be taught and shown the right way. So much of whom we are has already been determined. Our skin color has been determined genetically, our height, much of our physique, the very whorls of our individual fingertips. But more important is not just the nature, but the nurture of what we are to become. In our service of baptism, here's the central question that was asked of parents and godparents and everyone, in fact, in the congregation. Will you help this child, this wee person, to grow into the full stature of Christ? There's the proper assumption that they won't be able to do it on their own. They'll need some help. By the mark of the cross on their foreheads, by being washed in pure, clear water, these are symbols that were slowly being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. We start out life as little fledglings, but bit, by worship, by prayers, by scriptures, by looking at the lives of other Christians, we are given a holy imprint. We change, we grow, we mature. In our epistle today, we're told by Paul to be imitators, imitators of the apostles, imitators of God, imitators of Jesus Christ, knowing the difference between right and wrong, constantly promoting what is good. And if you think that's a tall order, this passage in Thessalonians goes one step further. Not only are we to have the imprint of Christ, we are called to be such living examples of goodness day in, day out, that people will look at us and say, there's something about them. There's something kind. There's something positive. There's something holy. I think I'd like to be a little bit more like that myself. The Bible says, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, we are to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, patience. We're not expected to don white garments and run around a field and whoop like a crane. You and I are invited to go into our houses, communities, schools, businesses even, and show the way of Jesus, imprinted by his love. And people in our community need to see us do good, rain or shine, to come to worship, rain or shine, or snow, to be generous, always rain or shine, pointing in the right direction, as did those ultra-light planes do. We as adults, godparents, parents, are to point in that direction. The church too, after all of its many, many, many warts, is to join hands with families and be a nurturing incubator for all that is good and precious in our society. I mean, some of that language might be a little bit too lofty for some. Let me bring it down to earth for just a moment. A friend of mine gave me a small card with these words printed on it, and I'm going to try to take these words to heart, and I invite you to try and take these words to heart. I'd like you to place yourself then in the middle of this story. Imagine that you're standing at the end of the world's longest grocery line. There are dozens of people ahead of you. Every one of them has almost 200 items. Every third item needs a price check. Every person has a fistful of coupons, and they start to dig for their Visa card only long after the items have been rung through. And then the cash register runs out of tape, and the tap on your Visa doesn't work, and they got to start over again. Get the picture? Well, are you the kind of person who still says something nice to the cashier? It comes down to 100 little small things in the day too, doesn't it? Not just the lofty ones. For you and I have a holy imprint. The early disciples didn't just talk about Jesus. They imitated him in word and deed. And they changed the world. And that's what we're called to do too. So may holy, loving, generous, and kind Christians never be on the endangered species list. The worldwide number of people following and imitating Christ is approximately 2.5 billion people. And we just added two more this morning, little Wes and Alice. And by the way, if any of you are keeping track, the number of whooping cranes worldwide is now miraculously over 800. Imprinting works wonders. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread, communion in Christ's body once broken. Let your church be the wheat which bears its fruit in dying. If we have died with him, we shall live with him. If we hold firm, we shall reign with him. This is the Lord's table. All who seek communion with God are welcome here. If you are unaccustomed to the Anglican way of receiving communion, feel free to come forward and take the bread and the wine, or if you prefer, just the bread, or if you prefer, just do this and receive a blessing instead. Welcome.
Shall see the face of God. that you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak
God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. Almost forgot to bless you. May our Lord Jesus Christ, who walks on wounded feet, walk with you to the end of your path. May our Lord Jesus, who serves with wounded hands, help you to serve one another. May our Lord Jesus, who loves with a wounded heart, be your love now and always. Bless God wherever you go, and may you see the face of Christ in everyone you meet. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen. go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.